Hey, Chiefs fans, Reed Farron here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, after the Chiefs fall 23-7 to the Indianapolis Colts. And Mitch, let's describe this after the first drive. Well, what did you like first about the first drive?
Well, you thought it was going to be the Chiefs' day and thought Jamaal Charles, you know, I said it on the play-by-play, he's gone to another level. And he goes over 100 yards rushing today. It wasn't his fault. The Chiefs lost 23-7. He was superb for the most part. And that drive, first drive, I thought, wow, this has got the Chiefs off to a good start. But things were uncharacteristic today. Chiefs did things in this game that they haven't done all season long. One is the turnovers, to be -4 in the giveaway takeaway. This is the best team in the NFL at +21 coming in. Alex Smith hadn't turned it over much at all. The one interception is, you know, Mathis grabbing his arm on a heck of a play and a 3-man rush. The other one, though, thrown into coverage, and then he loses a fumble. He hadn't done that all year, and I trust him. He's just not going to turn it over. Then the penalties were the other one that really just jumps up and gets your attention. 7 penalties, almost all of them were critical. Several third down penalties that gave automatic first downs, a taunting penalty that gave him first down and kept him on the field. That's just stuff that hasn't happened all year. That's why I was in disbelief for much of the day, even after the 7-0 lead. I know it was cold and in tough circumstances, but the penalties and to lose the giveaway takeaway that's unlike the 2013 Chiefs.
You mentioned during the broadcast, we know now what we are, the wild card. Yep. How do you see this Andy Reid team responding to this?
Well, my trust is in Andy Reid, first and foremost. The fact that, he's got 10 playoff wins in his pocket. And his leadership we've trusted all since January, actually, almost a year now. And I trust him big time. And how to handle this week, because that's going to be a lot of questions. How to handle the week? First of all, you got the holidays. But second, you know you're the 5 seed. So what do you do with the San Diego game? How do you treat it? Who's out there? You know, you go all out. And then you're going to play these guys again, probably the Colts in 2 weeks. Not sure, probable, to go to Lucas Oil Stadium. So how do you figure it out after getting waxed by these guys to flip it on a 180 and get it there? The other guy I trust in is Alex Smith. He's won a playoff game. His rally against New Orleans was outstanding. He's the first quarterback to start for the Chiefs to win a playoff game, really, since Joe Montana. Now Warren Moon had one start in 2000. So those two guys I trust in a lot. And I trust in this defense. I think they'll turn it around. That locker room is strong. I've said this before. I will say it again. This was a team born of adversity. Andy Reid got fired. Alex Smith basically got fired. All of us that were here came out of the worst season in Chiefs history. So I don't worry about this team bouncing back. I look for them to come back with a vengeance.